Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Tomorrow is primary election day, and Farm Bureau President Mark Haney will be casting his vote, encouraging organization members and all citizens to do likewise.
We've always asked our members to be involved in the election process, whether it be the primary or general election. We think it's an opportunity for us to be able to have a relationship with the candidates. It's a time that we can get to know them. Many races are settled really in the primary, maybe not the general election if there's only candidates of one party. So it's important that we take part in the primary election.
I recall after the general election last fall that newly elected Ag Commissioner James Comer on this program gave specific acknowledgement to farmers and the farm vote for his victory. Haney said the farm group is nonpartisan but very much pro-voting.
This particular primary election, we have all 100 seats in the House of the General Assembly, and most of the seats in the Senate are up for election. And we certainly want to be able to take part in that and have our members take part in that. It just makes our job so much easier in Frankfort. It really makes a difference if they know that we have taken part in that election.
Generally, successful candidates, he says, do study the trends and are pretty much aware of who made them successful. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're gonna receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
'Cause you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Yay!
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
As a group, Farm Bureau President Mark Haney does feel like farmers have a better than average turnout rate for elections. However, they may be tempted to put some other chores ahead of voting and could be tempted to let it slide. He feels that's a mistake.
If it's raining, we've got to be doing certain things. If the sun's shining, we've certainly got to be doing other things. It's easy to make excuse to say, I just didn't have time to get there, but that's hard to defend. There's nothing any more important for our rural communities, our members, our children, and our grandchildren than who sits in those offices in our state's capital, in our county courthouses, or our nation's capital. No, we think that's primary job that day is get out and vote.
He says it's faster and easier than ever and encourages all of us tomorrow to head for the polls.
That's where I'll be.
Primary election day tomorrow. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.